welcome to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
My name is Eric.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Micah.
All right, welcome back, Broncos Nation. Me and Micah this week. We're one short.
Yeah,
Eric's out today.
Yeah, so you guys are in for a better show than normal.
Less is more sometimes, fellas. We're going to miss Eric this week. He had some house issues, some plumbing issues. Came up at the house. He had to go fix them. The joys of home ownership. It's always fun. How was your week, Micah? How are you doing, buddy?
It's really good. I'm on a countdown until I get married. 10 days. So yeah. I'm very excited.
Oh, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah. So
who's your best man in that wedding?
His name's Sean.
Fuck right it
Porter.
Is. Ow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm stoked, man. It's gonna be a good time. But fuck Eric. He's not even invited.
Yeah, man. Can't wait. Very excited for you guys. Yeah, man. Really good week for Broncos last week. We had a big win. If you guys have been following the show, you caught last week's episode or following our Twitter, we came up with a new logo for the show for this season. I hope you guys like it. We're thinking about doing some stickers, maybe just giving them away because we're already overly grateful that people just listen to us ever, which is always blows our minds. But keep an eye out for those. Things are going good.
Sean, you did a great job designing that, by the way. I love the new logo. I think it's super awesome.
Thanks, buddy. All right, let's get into it. Broncos played the Panthers last week. We won 20-21, or 21-20, I guess. Big time. Exciting for me. Great game. What'd you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was awesome, man. I didn't think we were going to win after that face mask with Chris Harris. I thought that was going to be the nail in the coffin that made us lose it. But they pulled through, man. The Mile High Magic happened. It was crazy just there in the fourth quarter because a lot of calls that were questionable. And I don't know, man. What'd you think? I thought that face mask call. What'd you think about that? Was that garbage to you or what?
Yeah, man. I felt like there were a lot of shady calls overall. I felt like throughout the entire game, so where we left off last time we recorded, it was pre-opening game. We were in this whole debacle about who's going to be our quarterback. I mean, we knew. We were sure for sure that Trevor Siemian was going to come in and play at least the first game. Since that time, Sanchez has been let go, picked up by the Cowboys. He's no longer in the realm of a possibility. Siemian, I think, did a phenomenal job. But yeah, it was some crazy calls going on for sure. The Brandon Marshall thing, I know we talked about that last week a little bit. As far as like Kaepernick. Taking a stand, and now Brandon Marshall is the next. I don't know. I feel like it's a weird thing. I hope it doesn't become a fad. I think it's one thing to make a stand, and I think it's one thing to just jump on a bandwagon, and hopefully that's not what's happening with all these guys. But yeah, man, I thought the game was a nail biter. It was one of the most exciting games I've seen in a long time. Yeah, really good stuff.
Yeah, I really am proud of our team, and the defense really held up. I think Trevor Siemian made mistakes. We all knew that he was going to make mistakes, but Trevor really, I think for his first NFL game, I was impressed. I think he has a lot of potential, a lot of promise. I think the receivers enjoy him. I think the team on the offense really likes playing with him, and they were proud of him. I just got a good vibe, Sean, out of this whole first game. And Trevor was really calm and collected too when the game was there was a lot of pressure. And it's going to be, I mean, that is pretty much, it felt like a Super Bowl to me, but I mean, at least if not a Super Bowl, it felt like a big playoff game. So it's really great that he got that experience to feel that pressure and understand what it's like to have to perform in a tight spot. So I think there's a lot to look forward to. As far as our defense looks, Sean, I felt like, yeah, I mean, we had some missed tackles. Our secondary was definitely rusty. I think that there's a lot of room for improvement in the secondary. Let a lot of big catches go that shouldn't have. I mean, Calvin Benjamin was not, I mean, covered at all. So just at a glance, at a summary, that's how I felt about the game. I was pretty proud of Vaughn because he was double teamed the whole entire match. Was getting held like crazy. Refs weren't calling it, and he still got a sack. So super proud of him.
Yeah, totally, man. And let's not forget about C.J. Anderson. Yes. Lit up the field. I think he had 92 yards, had a touchdown, 20 carries. Guy was on fire. I love the way he's playing this season, man. I know last week we recapped our predictions. Me and you both had the Broncos for a win. Eric actually had them for a loss. Again, maybe that's why Eric didn't show up today. I don't know. Maybe the plumbing
thing.
Well,
he changed it last minute last week, and that's bullshit. I mean, that doesn't count.
I think that's why he's like, oh, my pipes are broken. I can't come. I think he was scared of the ass whooping we would have gave him for that bullshit.
Yeah.
No faith. That chicken shit movie made at the end of last show.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. And then, you know, not to mention the Graham Gano fuck up. That was great. That that kick heard around the league.
Well, I mean, let's applaud Kubiak for that ice in the kicker.
Oh, man.
Kubiak, I mean... When he made it first, right before he hit timeout, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh.
He's going to make it again.
Totally. Looked like it was with such great ease, and then they came back. Just got in his head, man.
Totally got in his head. But, Sean, I want your opinion about something that I probably could talk about an hour about.
Sure.
After we won the game, ESPN, every sports channel, was ragging on how we are a dirty team and how Cam Newton was beat up and oh, poor Cam Newton. He got hit in the head and you know, what's wrong with Denver? Did you feel that negativity and people reaming the Denver Broncos? I mean, it was everywhere.
Dude. I hear you 100%. I feel like for some reason, like the national news hates the Broncos for whatever reason. Always finds something to nitpick them about. And it always is like, oh, it's like the Broncos win, like barely win. It's an ugly win. Or they're just super violent. And there was like, I don't know, man. I feel like there was maybe one or two hits. Yeah, dude. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I think it's bullshit. I think it's just trying to find something for whatever reason. They just they have to find something every time. I feel like Cam Newton, he up to par what he's been. This was kind of a crybaby the whole time. Totally ducked his head into that tackle. So it was totally his fault in my opinion. Totally ducked his helmet straight down into him. If you don't know how to play quarterback, don't be a quarterback. Like, if you want to avoid getting hurt, don't do stupid shit like that.
My opinion on it, I agree with everything that you said. I think you can't expect for your quarterback to not get hit or have the defense go easy on them when, one, Cam Newton is a fucking giant. He's huge.
Right.
And, I mean, he dwarfed Shane Ray like a little child. I mean, Shane Ray was trying to tackle him, and that kind of put in perspective for me how big Cam Newton is. Number two, he's a running quarterback, and he does not slide. We have a quarterback who is running head first to try to get touchdowns, head first to try to get first downs. I mean, I mean, what is the ref going to call? I mean, they're trying to stop him. They aren't going to just let him win the game. When you have a quarterback that is running and then is that big and is not sliding and running his mouth, he's going to get popped. He's going to get hit in the face. This is football. People keep forgetting there is a risk playing in the NFL. It does not make any sense to me, Sean, why people think that, oh, this concussion protocol wasn't put into effect. Well, that's not our fault. I mean, we're trying to sack the quarterback and win a football game.
Right.
If he had a concussion, that's on the Carolina side to take care of their players and make sure that they're within the NFL's protocol.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people are babying the NFL and saying, oh, concussions, I mean, we got to make more rules to protect people. It's like they can't go low. They can't go high. They have to hit them in this hit zone. And it's just hard to be a defender in this league. And if we had Von Miller on this show right now, he would say the exact same thing. Am I wrong? He would say the rules now are so much harder for a defensive player to be successful. And it just gets me fired up, man. I don't understand why the media, no one's saying this, what we're saying. Everyone's just saying, oh, yeah, Denver's dirty. They should have known better. And I don't know. Cam Newton's a fucking baby, so he can go to hell.
No, I totally agree with you, man. It was pretty ridiculous to see just the media's reaction to all of it. Like you said, I totally agree. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's got to be some kind of balance, and for some reason, it's just going towards this kind of a scary place, man. You know, like you said, football is a tough sport. There's a reason why they get paid millions and millions of dollars. If it was flag football, no one would care to watch it. You know, and it's not like people are just watching it because they want to see people's brains bashed in. It's you're watching it to see people at the peak of athleticism. And part of that peak is being able to take a hit and being able to, I mean, there's a whole line of people in front of you. And if they can't do their job, then that's on, you know, on the team. They're not hiring the right people to protect their quarterback, or their quarterback's a little too loosey goosey with the way he plays. Maybe he needs to tighten it up a little bit and not dive headfirst through a pile of people. I don't know, man. I totally agree with you. I think it's pretty ridiculous. But I was proud of our quarterback. I think he did a hell of a job. Being a rookie, I think he really stepped it up. I think he showed a lot of poise. I think he showed a lot of intelligence. I think he didn't freak out. I think a lot of people were worried that he was just going to not, you know, look like a chicken with his head cut off, but he was, he definitely knew what he was doing. He was ready. I loved the way he played. I felt like he took a lot of cues from watching that, you know, year of Peyton Manning. He did a lot of the same things I saw. He'd go over to the sidelines and he would just read his plays just like Peyton Manning would all last season and all the time he was here. I think he just did a great job, man. What was your probably your favorite moment in the game last night, or the game on Thursday?
Hard to say. I mean, that C.J. Anderson touchdown from Trevor Siemian was pretty incredible moment. I wanted Trevor to succeed so bad. It was really good to see him get that touchdown. It just boosted the confidence of the whole team. I felt like that just changed the whole tone of the game after CJ got that touchdown from Siemian. I mean, there's so many. I mean, the game was incredible. Obviously, the field goal getting missed. Obviously, Cam Newton getting his fucking mouth bashed in because he's a prick. And but probably CJ Anderson getting that touchdown. How about you?
Yeah, man, I felt like that was a big moment. I feel like that's yeah, man, just watching CJ Anderson all night was just a joy. So yeah, I would totally agree with you, man. Did you have a game ball that you wanted to give out this week? I know Eric's not here, but
now this is tough because I'm between CJ and Trevor.
Okay.
Trevor made mistakes. He had the pick. It was a bad throw. But he's gonna keep throwing picks. I mean, hopefully we can limit him, but he's gonna make mistakes. And as a Denver fan, we all have to make peace with that. John Elway had an open statement. He told Trevor Siemian, and I quote, "Don't be afraid to make mistakes." John Elway is very in tune with what a rookie quarterback, the pressures, and the things that they have to overcome. I mean, their whole season is on them. You know what I mean? It's a very important position. So I kind of want to give it to Trevor, but at the same time, CJ just totally stepped up. I mean, I guess just by a nose, I'll give it to CJ. How about you, Sean?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, man. I feel like Trevor definitely did step it up and step into that role in a great way. I totally agree with you. There were some missteps, but those were to be expected. I still don't know, you know, if he's going to make it the full season or if Lynch is going to finally catch up maybe midseason. I think the benefit to Lynch, I think he's probably faster as far as the run goes, which definitely benefits our gameplay. But at the same time, I think Trevor Siemian has showed a lot of poise that you can't neglect. But yeah, man, I would definitely give it to CJ Anderson. Again, I was just so blown away by his gameplay and just his heart this season, man. I think he's just really shown up in a big way. I'm really excited to see what he does the rest of the season.
I agree. I think that this is a great start to the season. I think those Broncos know that it was a lucky win because all he had to do was make that field goal and we would have lost.
Yeah.
So was, they know that it was lucky.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say a big ups to going for it, you know, on that fourth down. I think that was another reason that we won and that we haven't seen in previous years from the Broncos, you know, something John Fox definitely wouldn't have done. So yeah, I love seeing that, man. I love seeing taking a chance, you know, relying on your team and putting your faith in them, that knowing that they're going to come through for you when they need to. So I thought that was a really big moment too. Who do you have for taking a lap?
Cam Newton.
Yeah.
This guy, you know, loves to play the victim. He loves to shift the blame instead of just being a man about it and saying, you know, we lost. We, you know, the hits that they gave me, you know, they were fair. And just owning it instead of, he just can't lose gracefully. He has to lose, just like in the Super Bowl, how he stormed off in the press conference. He's, I just find him to be very immature. And we might have a new rival of Denver. Carolina and Denver seem to have this rivalry now. So yeah. I say it's Cam Newton. What about you?
I am going to go Brandon Marshall just because I was kind of irked by it. And then he got hurt. And I don't know, man. It just bugs me because I don't know. It just irks me. I don't want to get back
into
it.
And after the interview, yeah, I agree. But after in the interview in the locker room, they were asking him about it, and he didn't even know what he was sitting for.
Right.
It was pretty much just, well, I'm friends with Colin Kaepernick, and I'm trying to support him. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're doing. Yeah,
exactly.
But, yeah.
I feel like it's just this fad thing, and I know we're going to see a ton more of it the rest of the season.
Oh,
and it's going to become this big deal. And it's like, again, the stupid national media blows it way out of proportion. And they highlight it every time it fucking happens.
Yeah.
And again, like you just said, he had no idea what he was. I mean, maybe he did. But he didn't express that in his interview. It was like, oh, my friend did it. Maybe I should. So, I don't know, man. There was a part in Hard Knocks that I really appreciated where the coach came out and he just said flat out to the Rams, like, we stand up during the Pledge of Allegiance. It's just tradition. It's what we do. I expect all of you to stand on the edge, put your hands on your heart or at your sides. And if you can't do that, then you can't play football for me. And not making a big deal of it, not saying, like, I don't care about your political views, just said, like, this is what we do. This is tradition. Just do it. It's part of your job. So I really appreciated that. And I don't know, man. I hope it just doesn't become some, like, trendy thing to, like, disrespect America or whatever, or at least know why you're doing it, or if you're going to do it, be original with it. I think there's a million other ways that we talked about this last week. There's a million other ways that you could voice your opinion or your anger with the things that are going on. So maybe look for those ways for all those Broncos who listen to this show, which are none, so it doesn't really matter. But
I agree with you, Sean, 100%. That's well said.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm glad Eric's not here to give us a softball answer to it.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's great what they're doing, but I absolutely hate what they're doing.
We're just giving you a hard time, Eric. We know you have strong opinions about things. All right, man. Well, looking to the future, we got the Broncos versus the Colts next Sunday, or this coming Sunday, at 3:25 here in beautiful Colorado on CBS. What are you thinking, buddy? What's your predictions? Are you excited? Are you scared? Are you nervous?
Well, first of all, there were a ton of great games on Sunday. I was lucky enough, my father got the NFL ticket, and we watched every game, and it was the best Sunday ever. But the Colts, Andrew Luck played a phenomenal, outstanding game last week. I'm worried because he's Andrew Luck. I don't know. I mean, did you see that Raiders and Saints game? I mean, I'm a little worried about the Raiders.
Yeah,
now.
Me too, man. They were a shocker for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Derek Carr played outstanding quarterback. And that takes a lot for me to say anything nice about the Raiders. But I mean, even the Chiefs in the San Diego game, how they came back. It was the biggest deficit they overcame in franchise history. So the Chiefs had this crazy overtime game against San Diego. I don't like either of those teams because they're in our division, but I hate Philip Rivers. So whatever, I guess that's a win for society. But I'm worried. I don't think this is going to be an easy game. I think since our secondary, Sean, was so weak against Cam Newton, we're going to face the same challenges with Andrew Luck. I'm not sure how we're going to edge this out. But I'll say that we're going to win, but only by a field goal.
Oh, really?
So,
it's going to be another super close
one. I think it's
going to
be a very, very close game. What about you, buddy?
Yeah, man. Right now, I think overall the Broncos are probably viewed as the better team overall. But yeah, man, with Andrew Luck, you never know. He could show up in a big way. I think last Sunday he was phenomenal. I think he really showed up. It's tough to say, dude. He's such a dynamic quarterback. And especially early in the season when he's healthy. I know he puts a hurting on his body throughout the season. I don't know. It's tough to say. I think you're right. I think it's going to be a close one. Our running game is pretty on point right now, which I think is a big plus for us.
Yeah. So you're going to go with a win? I mean,
I'm going to say a win. I'm going to say it's close, though. My prediction is going to be... I'm going to go 24-20. I don't know.
24-20?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you? What's your official prediction?
I was going to say 24-21.
Okay. Kind of copying me, but that's fine.
I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I feel like we'll get at least 3 touchdowns, but
I'm hoping,
I don't know.
I am hoping. It's going to be a tough one for sure. I think as long as Trevor Siemian can keep his composure, CJ Anderson shows up the way he's been, we got those edge rushers crushing it like always. I think we have a big chance, man. The thing is, like, every quarterback has to be just terrified of Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. It's just, like, it's got to be just a horrifying thought every time you go to play the Broncos right now. And especially...
Well, and Derek Wolfe.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, 100%. And we're a healthy team still. We were a little worried about DT, but he's looking fine. He was at supposed to be at practice tomorrow. We're recording this on Tuesday. But yeah, so looks like we're all healthy. We're good to go. Yeah, I don't know, man. And I know, especially with Andrew Luck being hurt so much of last season, I'm sure he's a little nervous about it, which could play in your mind a lot, man. It's a big mind game when it comes to getting crushed by phenomenal, you know, defensemen. So
last year we did lacerate his liver, yeah. Or his kidney, yeah. His kidney. So yeah, I think it's going to be a tough game for him. So I think we have the advantage, but it's going to be a hard game.
Yep. Yeah, and I think, what was it last week? I was trying to look up the stats for last week. It said he completed 31 of 47 passes for 385 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. So he's definitely he's on the ball, that's for sure. Yeah, man, it's a crazy one.
We'll see, buddy. We'll see.
All right. Well, I guess we'll keep this one kind of short because it's just the two of us. We're trying to get back in the swing of things. Hopefully all of us will be here next week. If you guys are interested in maybe a sticker or something like that, let us know. We're trying to decide what we want to do. Obviously it's not like we're out to make money because we pay a lot of money to do this pretty much for free. So yeah, just let us know what you guys are interested in, if it's something you guys would even want. How about you, Mike? Do you have anything else you wanted to throw in this show?
Just thanks again for all the support for the podcast. We see huge numbers every week, a lot of listeners, and we just thank all of you guys. We love football. We're just fans of the Denver Broncos. We know you guys are too. Don't forget to reach out to us on Twitter. Eric's really active on our Twitter account. And me and Sean suck at social media, so we're really glad that Eric is here to help us out. We're just thankful for the support. We're really excited for this season of Broncos, and I might be on and off because I'm getting married next week. So if I'm not on next week or a couple weeks from now, you guys will know why. But thank you guys just for all the support. We can't thank you enough.
Yeah, man. I guess one other real quick thing I was just thinking about while you were talking. Sorry. How do you feel? One quick question before we go. How do you feel? Do you feel more confident in the Broncos this coming season now after that first game, or are you still about the same?
I feel more confident because seeing Trevor Siemian play a full game at that high of a level with that heart of a team really speaks, in my opinion, of what he can do. And also knowing that our defense is still insanely good. People thought losing Danny Trevathan, Malik Jackson, those are two huge players that we let go, thinking that, you know, the whole defense would change. Well, I think this is a confidence booster if you're a Denver Bronco fan. I mean, we saw a great performance from a rookie quarterback. I mean, if you look at other rookie quarterbacks around the league, I mean, oh my gosh, on Monday night, the frickin' LA Rams were garbage. Marcus Mariota, I mean, this is his second year, but he had an awful game last week. I mean, we need to realize how lucky we are to have Trevor Siemian. I think he's going to be a good fit for Denver. So, yeah, what about you, Sean?
You know, man, as much of shit we gave Cam Newton and everything, I do think the Panthers are still a good team. And I think we probably beat one of the better teams in the NFL out of the gate, which is a huge deal. I think we have a big test coming our way with the Colts. But yeah, man, like you said, I was really impressed with Trevor Siemian. I think he did great. I think our running backs are on point. I agree with you. I think our defense is as good, if not maybe better than last year. Shockingly, I'm pretty confident, man. I was honestly more confident now than I was at the beginning of the season. I think all of us were just really curious to see how Trevor would fit into the role. And I still think that there is hope for Lynch, maybe a couple months down the road, or maybe a month even down the road, start, you know, putting him in there a little bit more just to see what he does. But yeah, man, I think we're on a solid path, man. I think we definitely have the opportunity and could be heading towards the Super Bowl again. Knock on some wood for sure. I think in the power rankings, we dropped to number 2 behind the Patriots for some reason. But that seems kind of just the way it always is.
Yeah, we're never favored. And we're a dirty team. And we're just the worst, apparently.
The worst. We're the only NFL team with apparently criminals on our team. Nobody else in the NFL right. has ever done anything morally wrong or has ever played a little bit. I mean, definitely not the Patriots. They've never done anything
to
besmirch the NFL in any way. Where's their quarterback right now? Oh, never mind. I have a lot more confidence now in the Broncos. Not to say that I didn't before, but was really impressed with Trevor. I thought about that and I wanted to close out the show with that, man. Before we officially ended. But yeah, like Micah said, we love to hear from you guys. Hit us up on Twitter. We want to hear what you guys think about all this. We're always open for any suggestions or questions. We love hearing from you guys. We love answering that stuff, and you could even hear it on the show probably if you get it in there before we record. You can reach us at Crush Report on Twitter. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Eric at Eric D. Munoz, and you can reach Micah at
Vash0077.
Yeah, and like always, man, it always helps us a ton if you rate and review us on iTunes. It helps more people find the show, helps grow the show, helps us hopefully get more listeners to the point someday we could actually make some money to pay for the show so we're not paying out of pocket. Would be great. And again, those stickers are probably on their way. We have a lot of big ideas that we want to do this season. We're really excited. Really, really excited about this season with the Broncos. We love you guys, and we hope you have a great week, and we will catch you next time.
Thanks, guys. Later. Wait.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed that beat. Make sure you guys check out my other channel, Fantasy Couch, if you guys like NFL or fantasy sports. Also, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss out on the next episode of Flipped It. See you guys on the next one.